Good morning, good morning.
How long have you been making a living out of Rod Stewart?
How long have I been doing Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, probably less than most of the other Rod Stewart tributes. Probably about 6-7 years maximum, really. Before that, I was a singer in the Northern Club circuit, doing covers and things. I'd throw the odd Rod Stewart song in, and people say, you sound like Rod. You ought to do more of that. So then I'd throw some more in, and then before you know where you are, you're a fully blown tribute with a 8-7 piece band.
That's wonderful. It must be amazing, though, being on stage doing all of those brilliant songs every evening.
Oh, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. It's not what songs you do, it's what songs you leave out. That's the hard bit. Because people always say, oh, you didn't do Handbags and Glad Rags. Oh, you didn't do this, you know, a major classic. But if you were to do every Rod Stewart classic, your show would run for 4 or 5 hours. So,
I got the impression, though, from when I saw Rod, actually, he doesn't do Handbags and Glad Rags very often.
Well, when you think what he does do, you know, there's so many songs, all major classics again. But somebody will always come and say, oh, you didn't do this, oh, you didn't do that. But he said, well, I did sing for 2 hours of solid Rod Stewart songs.
So it's a double-barreled question for you then. Is there a song you absolutely love doing and a song you think, oh, now have I really got to sing this again?
Well, I've always been a Rod fan anyway. I like I like most of his songs. But in our show, I've wheedled out the ones that I really wouldn't like to do, you know, least favourite. But the ones I like the most, Downtown Train, Sailing, The Rhythm of My Heart, Every Beat of My Heart is my particular favourite one.
Mm, yeah, so, that doesn't get played much either, does it?
Oh, no.
Not on the radio.
No, that's it. Great song. You know, everyone's a great song. Everyone's a classic. And so many of them are covers, and so many he's written himself. He doesn't get credit for being the songwriter that he actually was and is. He's still writing songs now, you know, but he's wrote so many of his best-known songs.
And you're bringing your bucket and spade to Hunt Stanton on Friday, aren't you? Live band and everything. Tell us a bit about your presence and what happens at Rod Stewart songbook gig.
Oh, well, everybody bring their voices along because they'll be encouraged to sing along, which doesn't take much encouragement with the audiences that we play. Everybody knows the songs. Everybody will join in with the choruses and be dancing in the aisles, and we'll be a full 7-piece, 100% live band on stage. There's no tapes, there's no anything. Everything you hear, warts and all, any mistakes, they're there, you know, and they're highlighted. We just play 100% live, and we're getting a great reaction from the crowds. They all join in, and it is brilliant. But people moan about having a sore throat the next day, so
yeah, that's always a sign of a
not
good
just
gig.
Me.
So have you got the moves and have you got the leopard skin?
I'll admit to the leopard skin song, but that's all. That's all. I haven't got the legs for the tights, I'm afraid. But I'll be moving about.
Do you know, as famous as Rod Stewart is for his music and songs, do you know the most iconic vision I think of when someone says...
I know
says,
what you're going to say. It's
Kenny Everett.
With the blow-up backside, yeah. I remember that. Everybody remembers it for that. Do you think I'm sexy and disappearing into space? And
amazing.
It was really funny. Yeah. Iconic.
Oh, well, look, I'm going to see the man himself, in fact, in a few months. I'm taking my mum, who's a massive, massive Rod Stewart fan. But this has got to be the next best thing, isn't it, if you can't make that?
It certainly is. I mean, we're a little bit cheaper than Rod, as you'll know if you bought the tickets.
Yeah, I do.
We're a little bit cheaper than that. But everybody will get a 2 hours blast of Rod Stewart songs done very professionally in the style that of Rod. No, but there's only one Rod Stewart. You know, he's the main man and everything. But I like to think we do justice to the music of the great man.
And have you ever met him?
I was due to meet him, but he was doing the record signing in London. I'm on the train going down, and my carriage caught fire about three quarters of the way to London. And we had to wait for a rescue train, which came after about an hour and a half. They'd put the fire out by then, but obviously couldn't move the train. So the rescue train loaded us all on, up ladders and things like that, and took us north. Oh. So by the time I got to the next station north, it was too late. Rod had been and gone.
Missed out.
So I never got to meet him. That's the closest I got to meet him.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, you can see this fella performing Rod Stewart songs this Friday, 7:30, Princess Theatre. It looks like being a cracking gig, and the Princess Theatre website's where you can get your tickets from, or you can give them a call, of course. Pete McCall, it's been fantastic talking to you.